Hello, I'm Mahendra Gupte. Let us talk about and understand the role of packing and packaging. Main functions of packaging: containment, provide space for products, especially liquids, powders, or granular forms. Protection, safeguards contents during transport and storage from damage due to weather, temperature, shock, light, humidity, pests, etc. Identification, helps identify goods during transport, distinguishable brands, and carries product information, handling instructions, and warnings. So we look at three main reasons, that the main three functions: containment, that means you can store liquids in bottles or powders in boxes or bags. Protection, safeguards the material from getting damaged or from temperature, from weather, from all other parameters. Identification, easily identifiable. We see how packaging has grown in terms of attracting our attention on the shelves of supermarkets. Convenience, facilitates easier handling, storage, transportation, and product use. Attractiveness, enhancing appearance, design, color, symbols, and pictures enhance product appeal, acting as a silent advertisement. So we have always seen how convenient it is to pick up a bottle of Coke or Pepsi from the supermarket rather than trying to handle that liquid. Can you imagine just liquid being available from a tap? Attractiveness, enhancing appearance, design, color, symbols. It is mostly the packaging that attracts our attention or that of children, especially for chips and other food articles. Types of packaging. Understanding the three levels is crucial for a cost-effective strategy that meets consumer expectations, protects products, and aligns with business requirements like environmental values. So we understand that there are three levels of packaging. Let's get into them in detail. Primary packaging, retail or consumer packaging. The material that first envelops and is in direct contact with the product, example, the bag holding chips, a water bottle, a corrugated box for a washing machine. So this is the primary packaging. Purpose, protects from damage elements, preserves the product, especially perishables, and makes handling easier. It also serves as an information and promotion medium. Secondary packing, located outside the primary packaging, often used to group primary packages together. Example, a shrink wrap tray for a 12-pack of water bottles, a carton for a perfume bottle. Purpose, protects products as they move through the supply chain, facilitates easier storage and transportation, and needs to be stackable, can be branded and used for retail display. So now, from the primary packaging of a single bottle, we are talking of carrying 6 bottles or 12 bottles together. This is the secondary packaging, where the individual primaries are brought together, clubbed together, or grouped rather, and then a packaging is created. Purpose, protects products as they move through the supply chain, facilitates easier storage and transportation, and above all, handling of more products at the same time. Tertiary packaging, the third layer used for bulk handling, warehouse storage, and transport shipping. Example, pallets, crates, wrap, large shipping containers. Purpose, provides stability during transit, optimizes storage space, and protects products throughout the supply chain, primarily designed for manufacturers and warehouses. So now, as we see the progress, the third stage of packaging, or the tertiary packaging, further clubs together or groups together the secondary packaging. So now you have got first the primary is grouped and then it becomes secondary. Now secondaries grouped will become tertiary, which means that you have a pallet full of water bottles or a crate full of water bottles all wrapped together. And of course, you can also extend it to large shipping containers. What does it do? What is the purpose that it meets? Provides stability during transit, optimizes storage space, and protects products throughout the supply chain. Primary packaging must protect the product, maintain its quality, and communicate product details, branding, and regulatory information. Secondary packing provides additional protection during transport, offers convenience for customers buying multiple items, and gives retailers display options. And the third, that is tertiary, has to provide stability during transit, take up minimal storage space for efficiency, and protect products as they move throughout the supply chain. Another advantage or purpose that the tertiary packing serves is handling materials in bulk. Let's understand what is understood by shrink packaging. A simple packaging technique using shrink film and heat to create a transparent, durable protective barrier around products. This process makes items waterproof, weatherproof, and tamper-proof. Shrink wrap process, heat is applied to a versatile polymer material, shrink film using a heat tunnel or heat gun, causing the film to shrink closely around the item inside. You must have, to understand this, you must have seen how a number of six or crate or six of or 12 water bottles are packed together. There is a small film, there's a transparent film that is wrapped around. Now that is the shrink film that we are talking of here. Now if you observe that that shrink film sticks to the bottles, that means it has taken the contour of the bottle shape. This is what happens when there is heat that is applied to a versatile polymer material, that is the shrink film, using a heat tunnel or a heat gun. Key characteristics of shrink films: shrink force, the force the film exerts on the product, important for multiple packs. So it ensures that the shrink force ensures that the products remain together and they do not keep moving around or shaking in transport. Shrink orientation can be biaxially oriented, shrinks equally in both directions, or preferably oriented shrinks differently, potentially using less film. So you can have shrink films which are either which either shrink in both directions or may shrink only in one direction. Shrink percentages, free shrink, the film's ability to shrink before product contact. High free shrink is good for challenging shapes. That means the high free shrink is used for odd shaped products but which need to be protected. Resistance to puncture, tear. A balance is needed between product security and ease of consumer access. Many a times you will observe that this shrink wrap is a little tough to break open by hand. So you need a cutter or something, some sharp instrument to break it open. MVTR, moisture vapor transmission rate, important for products where moisture control is vital for shelf life. You could have medications, tablets or other capsules or any other medication which requires moisture control. In that case, you use a film where the vapor transmission rate is suitable. Anti-fog, used for products fresh and frozen to prevent moisture buildup on the film's surface, ensuring product visibility. Odor barrier, keeps odors from entering, exiting the pack. Packing for storage. Good warehouse packaging ensures products reach their destination in optimal condition and plays a significant role in logistics. 34% of returns are due to product damage. This is the survey done, data that is available on the basis of e-commerce business. Purpose, to store and protect goods, often specifically tailored for large-scale industrial products. It must be robust, heavy-duty, facilitate easy transportation, storage, and protect contents from damage. It also aids in labeling, tracking, and sometimes advertising. Warehouse versus consumer packaging. The primary difference is the scale. Warehouse packaging holds large quantities of a product. Consumer packaging is a single piece. Common materials that are used for packing for storage: steel, strong, hard-wearing, resilient, reusable steel drums for liquids, semi-solids, steel frames. If you have visited any engineering shop floor, a manufacturing shop floor, you will see a lot many variations of this steel used for as handling bins or pallets. Plastic, sturdy, reliable, reusable, cheap to manufacture, versatile. Plastic drums for liquids, foodstuffs, hazardous chemicals, and today even plastic pallets are available. Cardboard, commonly used, affordable, recyclable, resilient. Cardboard boxes for heavy items. But then the thickness of the cardboard keeps varying as you require more resilience for a heavier object. When to use? For transporting storage large quantities of a product, hazardous items, large items or heavy items. Selecting the right packaging depends on product size, bulk, weight, delicacy, state, solid, liquid and nature. Corrosive, hazardous. Industry or legal standards, health and safety, especially for hazardous products. This is an important point here. When to use? We understand that it is to be used for transportation or for storage. Selecting the right packaging depends on a lot many factors. The size of the product, whether you want it for bulk or you want it for transportation, how heavy is the product, what is the state of the product, is it a liquid, is it a solid, and of course nature. Nature here is whether it is corrosive or is it hazardous or any other special handling that is required. Now, to control and to ensure that there is a minimum standard used, there are industrial and legal standards which have to be followed whenever you are selecting the right packaging for your product. Packaging for overseas shipment. Overseas packaging is required when products are freighted by sea or air. Durability to sustain travel is crucial. Packaging should be lightweight for easy handling and controlled shipment costs. Key considerations. Protection from handling damages must withstand multiple handling stages. Adherence to regulations must comply with the laws and regulations of the destination country. Quality protection. Shipment should withstand exposures during long transit. Travel by sea, designed for easy loading unloading from containers. Uniform package size for space optimization. Okay, let's look at how is the packaging for overseas shipments different from the domestic. We just learned before this what domestic packaging requires. For overseas packaging, it is important to note and understand that the packaging has to be as light but as strong as possible. The reason being that weight is the biggest factor for the costs of handling or for transportation. Protection from handling damages is the first consideration that is required when you select a packaging material. Must withstand multiple handling stages. No overseas transport goes through only one stage. Even if it is going by ship, it will first go to the port from your factory, then get loaded into a container, or maybe you load the container at the factory, and then the container gets loaded onto the ship, may be a transshipment on the way, and then again the entire cycle that happened at the loading stage. Adherence to regulations. Must comply with laws and regulations of the destination country. This is very important because a lot many of the countries have got regulations with respect to what kind of material is used for packaging. Just to give you an idea, India does not accept material which is packed in wood if the wood packaging doesn't have or doesn't comply to the required standards. Quality protection. Shipment should withstand exposures during long transit. Most of the time, shipments, even if they are going by air, get exposed to extreme heat and weather conditions when they are left unattended on the tarmac of the airport, awaiting the next flight. So even if it is the shortest time, but there is a certain amount of time that package is going to be exposed to the elements of the weather. And hence, it is important to ensure that the packaging protects the product. Travel by sea, designed for easy loading, unloading. when you are moving material by sea, it normally moves in containers. So most of the time, the agents or the cargo companies, they stick to certain dimensions which are easy to handle and easy to load into a container. Packing for overseas shipment, travel by air. Now let's look at what are the different considerations here. Consider limited space and weight restrictions, checklist of permitted products. So you got to first understand the packaging has to be considering the limited space and weight restrictions, that means as light as possible. Of course, you got to go through the list of permitted products by air, because there are lot many restrictions due to the fact that most of the cargo is carried in aircraft which are along with passengers. Volume is important. The final invoice is often based on volume. So the final volume is important, because whether it is air or sea shipment, the invoice and the bill of lading will always indicate volume of your shipment. Palletizing, essential for easy mobility and preventing loss. Packages usually arranged up to 85 inches high on pallets, approximately 42 inches by 48 inches heat resistant wood. So it is important to use pallets either of plastic or wood. If it is wood, they would have to be treated and they are made heat resistant. At the same time, they should be able to withstand extreme weather conditions and getting wet if there is a problem of any perils at sea. LCL versus FCL. What is LCL? LCL is less than container loads, and FCL are full container loads. For less than container loads, goods must be packaged for easy separation in shared containers. Labeling must be proper and carry all relevant information: transporter, receiver, origin, destination, product description, etc. Odd-shaped products must be packaged in crates with adequate cushioning. Documentation requires invoice, packing list, certificate of origin, bill of lading, and potentially destination-specific documents. So whenever you are moving material as an LCL, that is less than a container load, you have to take care that your packaging is of either has a proper identification or is of a different color, or which is there is uniformity in your packaging so that they can be easily identified with respect to the other load that would be in the shared container. Labeling plays an extremely important part here, because your package or your consignment should not get mixed with the other person or other company who's also sharing the container. And mind you, there could be multiple companies sharing a single container. Odd-shaped products definitely must be properly packaged. A lot of design of crates and cushioning goes into documentation. No material will move unless you have complied with all the documentation that is required for an overseas shipment, including destination-specific documents. Inland transfers by road or rail require firmer and more secure packaging due to non-containerized transport and higher risk of loss or damage. Key considerations: stronger packing, goods are prone to mishandling, theft, and pilferage. Multiple transfers may invoice rail to truck transfers, necessitating inner packing. So when you are sending material for inland transport, you got to understand that here you do not have containers, especially if the material is moving by rail or by truck. And even if it is going by truck, it is the same situation of less than truckload and more than and full truckload. So if it is less than truckload, which means it was a courier that you are hiring, or a smaller vehicle or a smaller space in a big truck, your packaging again has to ensure that it is secure, it is resilient, and is okay with multiple handling. The bigger part is it should be easily identifiable. It should be stronger packing. Goods are prone to mishandling, theft, and pilferage. Most of the time, if it is going by road or by rail, especially rail, the wagons are left unattended at certain points, yards, and that could attract theft and pilferage. Multiple transfers may involve rail-to-truck transfers necessitating inner packaging. We all know that even if you use the rail, which is the cheapest form of transport, you will require a truck to move it from the rail yard to your destination. Package weight. Packages should not be individually too heavy for manual loading unloading, as transporters may lack lifting gear. Climatic conditions. Use desiccating agents, silica, clay granules for moisture, waxed paper covering or laminated foil for cardboard boxes in humid climates. So packaging, as we understood, packaging material should be as light as possible, because you may not have loading and unloading equipment at the destination if your destination is a little further away from the main city or a main town. Climatic conditions. The train also, like the ship, will go through different weather zones, or the truck for that matter. Especially if the truck is going, the entire journey is going to be by truck, then it could go via a certain route which is not the best one for your product, but it has to be because you're sharing the truckload. External protection. Use corrosion protection films, stretch films or shrink films. Weight-based freight rates. Use lightweight but effective packing material. Palletizing and labeling. Packages should be clearly marked and labeled for pallet loading identification and tracking. Tags must include transporter receiver information, origin and destination. While aesthetics are nice, the primary purpose of packaging is to ensure products arrive at their destination intact, especially fragile items. Definition. Packaging specifically designed to protect, buffer and insulate products from damage or destruction during the shipping process. It can be made from various materials, cardboard, plastic, metal, and used as primary or secondary packaging. What we are talking here is to ensure that the product reaches your destination or your customer intact and in the best condition to use, it needs to be protected. And this protective packaging may be an extra cost that you bear over and above the regular standard packaging. Now, most of the time, the protective packaging is the secondary packaging, and then you may have the tertiary for actual transportation. Importance. Investing in protective packaging can cost less in the long run by minimizing damaged goods. It also enhances the customer's unboxing experience, potentially leading to positive reviews or social sharing. Let's look at it. When we are talking of an extra cost, how could that be an investment in the long run? Investing in protective packaging can cost less in the long run by minimizing damaged goods. So try and imagine you order something from Amazon or one of the e-platforms and you get it in broken condition home. What happens? You immediately file a return and somebody comes to pick it up, and then you get a delivery of the goods which are in better condition, or rather are unbroken. Now there, we all understood that when you have a last mile delivery which gets repeated, there's always an extra cost. So if you had protected the packaging right in the first instant, you would be through with the delivery only in one go. Types of protective packaging. You can use air pillows, angle boards, corner blocks, corrugated wrap, packaging inserts, molded packaging, packing peanuts, styrofoam or the biodegradable alternatives, and void fillers for recycled shredded paper. Key consideration. Consider the brand image and values. Does the packaging need a high-end feel? Is the brand eco-friendly, requiring sustainable alternatives like biodegradable peanuts? Consider the ideal customer persona. Younger consumers, example, often prefer eco-friendly brands. Consider the product. How fragile is it? How heavy? What are its storage requirements? Selecting protective packaging, consider the budget. Higher-end products usually warrant more expensive protective packaging. Consider the sales channel. Is the product being shipped directly to the consumer, or will it be displayed on a retail shelf? The scenarios need different solutions. When we are talking of considering the budget, we have to realize that higher end products, that means equipment, which may not be as costly but is sensitive to jerks, sensitive to vibration, sensitive to handling, may need much more heavier protective packaging just to ensure that the product is not damaged. Packaging standards refer to guidelines, regulations, or specifications established to ensure the quality, safety, and sustainability of packaging materials and processes. They help manufacturers, retailers, and consumers make informed decisions. Key advantages of adhering to packaging standards: consumer safety requires labeling and instructions for safety handling hazardous materials. Whenever you must have observed, you see when you are on the road, let's say stuck in traffic and you have a tanker out just next to you. If it's a chemical tanker, there will be a label on painted on it of hazard chem. That means it's a hazardous chemical. And then it just indicates how or what the product is, how it is to be handled, and what is the biggest no that you should be doing. That means do not use water or do not have any flames around the place, things like that. Product quality assurance specifies materials, design, and manufacturing processes to maintain product condition. Supply chain efficiency, uniformity in dimensions, weight, and labeling enhances logistics. Product quality assurance specifies materials, design, and manufacturing processes to maintain product condition. So on many times on the packaging, or if there are additional booklets or leaflets that are enclosed with the product and informing the user how to maintain, what are the manufacturing processes that were used and how to maintain the product condition. Supply chain efficiency, we all know, uniformity in the dimensions of all your packages will definitely ensure faster and quicker transport. Environmental sustainability promotes eco-friendly materials, waste reduction, and recyclability. As I understand, most companies, reputed companies, have started moving to using recycled material for their packaging. At the same time, the recycled material can further be recycled after it has been used. Market access, compliance with country-specific requirements enables global market entry. All countries today have put up on their government website what are the minimum or the maximum requirements for bringing in any kind of material, especially packaging material, into the country. Legal compliance helps avoid penalties and demonstrates ethical business practices, whether it is local at manufacturing or during transportation or at the destination. Legal compliance is paramount. Consumer trust and brand reputation. Clear, accurate labels builds confidence. Try and imagine this by imagining a box of Nike shoes without the word Nike brand on its box. Would you accept it? Types of packaging regulations. Safety regulations ensure materials do not pose health safety risks. We understood. I just mentioned to you, pallets in India or wood packaging used for materials imported into India need to be adhering to certain standards. Environmental regulations minimize negative environmental impact, recyclability, biodegradability, waste reduction. Labeling requirements mandate specific consumer information, ingredients, nutrition, expiration dates, warnings, etc. Packaging waste management govern collection, recycling, and disposal. Transportation and handling regulations specify criteria for strength and durability during transit and storage. Examples of packaging standards by region: USA, the Fair Packaging and Labeling Act, FPLA, covers clear labeling identity, quantity, manufacturer info, etc. Ingredient disclosure, packaging uniformity, and prevention of deceptive practices. The European Union EU Packaging Directive 94/62/EC focuses on prevention of packaging waste, recovery, recycling targets, essential packaging requirements, volume, weight, etc. India, the Indian Standards of Institution, ISI, under Bureau of Standard Indian Standards, BIS, stipulates norms. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, establishes front of pack nutrition labeling. That means what information needs to be mentioned on a package that contains any edible material. Package labels and symbols. Packaging symbols help brands educate customers, enable verification of product claims, and communicate core brand values. Symbols transcend language barriers and are particularly crucial for food products or items with special ingredients or usage information. This, just to elaborate here, particularly crucial for food products or items with special ingredients or usage symbols. We all see in India, all packages of food have a label, whether it is vegetarian or non-vegetarian. Standard and common symbol labels used include fragile, this way up, keep dry, handle with care, recyclable, FIFO, first in, first out, keep away from heat, highly inflammable, instructions for handling equipment, example, use forklift, do not use cutter, and stacking limitations. Many a times, materials which are moved through sacks, say, do not use hooks because that could puncture the sack. There are a series of symbols that are available, commonly used and known to the industry, and the ones shown on the right are the common ones which are used on packages for all of us to understand. Specialized plastic labels indicate the type of plastic used, that is PET, HDP, high density plastic, things like that, and which indicate their recyclability characteristics. Consider using plastic which can be recycled so that it doesn't become a waste which is of no use to anybody. Key considerations: the destination of the goods and the nature of the product are paramount. Clarity on necessary labels, markings required by the destination country is essential. For domestic transport, standard symbols are a must, with additional labels decided by the supplier manufacturer based on the product. Here there is a small point that needs to be understood. Many a times, whether it is domestic transport or even if it is overseas transport, the guideline is do not have the brand name on or the brand symbol on the tertiary packaging, because that could attract pilferage and theft. Packaging functions include containment, protection, identification, convenience, and attractiveness. The three levels of packaging are primary, secondary, and tertiary. Shrink packaging uses film and heat to create a protective barrier. Warehouse packaging must be resistant, easy to store, and often recyclable, using materials like steel, plastic, and cardboard. Packaging for overseas and inland transport has specific requirements regarding durability, labeling, and environmental conditions. Protective packaging is crucial to ensure products arrive undamaged. Adherence to packaging standards is vital for key safety, sustainability, and market access. Packaging symbols communicate important product information across language barriers. Thank you.